This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi swept to a huge election victory on Thursday. As Reuters' Francesca Lina reports, Modi has promised to continue to make India's economy strong.
While the last of some 600 million votes were still being counted, India's foreign minister congratulated Modi on his massive victory. In response, Modi promised to build a strong and inclusive nation in his second term as prime minister. Seeing no need to wait until the count's conclusion, these supporters of Modi's Hindu nationalist BJP party took to the streets to celebrate on Thursday morning. A BJP win would spell the first back-to-back majority for a single party since 1984.
Francesca Lina of Reuters. Dutch and British voters are the first to vote in elections for the European Parliament, starting 4 days of voting across the 28-nation bloc. As AP's Karen Chamas reports, it pits supporters of deeper integration against populist Eurosceptics who want more power for their national governments.
The Netherlands began voting half an hour before the UK opened its polling stations in a nation still wrestling with its plans to leave the European Union altogether. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said he doesn't want his country to follow the UK out of the EU door, saying the Netherlands needs the bloc to ensure its prosperity and stability. The elections come as supporters surging for populists and nationalists who want to rein in the EU's power and limit immigration. Meanwhile, traditional powerhouses like France and Germany insist that unity is the best buffer against the shifting economic and security challenges posed by an emerging New World Order. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi